This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Impeachment round two.
This president is guilty. Oh, he has to pay a price for that.
Arrests in post-attack sweep.
There needs to be accountability for what happened here.
Big business backlash.
Suspending donations to Trump allies.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 5 days after a mob stormed and ransacked the U.S. Capitol, calls for President Trump's removal or impeachment intensify. CBS's Nancy Cordes says action one way or the other could come this week.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told 60 Minutes there are multiple avenues to hold President Trump accountable.
This president is guilty of inciting insurrection.
Nearly every House Democrat has now signed on to the three-page impeachment resolution accusing the president of inciting an insurrection. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn suggested that if the article of impeachment passes, Speaker Pelosi could hold off on sending it to the Senate.
Let's give President-elect Biden the 100 days he needs to get his agenda off and running.
It's unclear if a second impeachment would be more successful in the Senate this time. But two Republicans are calling on the president to step down. Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey.
The best way for our country is for the president to resign and go away as soon as possible.
Many Republicans, eager to avoid a tough vote, insist impeaching President Trump will just fan the flames.
Speaker Pelosi also told Leslie Stahl about her discussion late last week with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I have sought information from those who are in a position to know that there are protections against this dangerous president initiating any military hostilities or something worse than that.
It was a weekend of arrests as law enforcement officials hunted those who invaded the Capitol. CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us they've been poring over video and social media posts and getting thousands of tips.
New arrests include Larry Bronk of Texas and Eric Munchell of Tennessee. Both men are accused of bringing restraints to the Capitol. Munchell was seen with plastic zip ties that can function as makeshift handcuffs.
USA! USA!
Also arrested over the weekend, Jake Angeli of Arizona. Adam Johnson of Florida, seen carrying Speaker Pelosi's lectern, is charged with theft of government property. And the West Virginia State Representative, Derek Evans, who filmed his protest, resigned Saturday after he was charged with violent entry and disorderly conduct.
USA Today reports at least 25 domestic terrorism cases have been opened up. A final salute yesterday in D.C. to the Capitol police officer who died of injuries suffered in the attack. Fellow officers lined Constitution Avenue to pay tribute to Brian Sicknick. A second officer who was there last Wednesday died off duty. Reports say it was an apparent suicide. Now to the White House and CBS's Paula Reed.
Sources tell CBS News that President Trump has not spoken with his vice president since Wednesday. President Trump has also come under criticism for waiting until yesterday to order all U.S. flags at half staff in honor of the two Capitol police officers who died since the riot. Now, we're told the president, he's here at the White House, but he's largely alone and surrounded by only a few close advisors, including his chief of staff and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. He's, of course, now permanently banned from Twitter, but he is looking for new ways, we are told, to communicate and try to change the conversation.
Correspondent Vicky Barker says the president and Republicans who back him are starting to pay a financial price.
The PGA says the 2022 championship will not now be held at the Trump Golf Course in Bedminster, New Jersey, because it would be detrimental to the brand. Marriott, among a number of companies halting donations to Republicans who oppose certifying Joe Biden's election. Others, like Citibank and JP Morgan, say they're suspending all federal political donations. Citibank saying, "We will not support candidates who do not respect the rule of law."
The far-right social media platform Parler has been removed from Google and Apple's app stores, and Amazon took it off its web hosting service. Mr. Trump's sons have been active on that site. There's word this morning that President-elect Joe Biden has picked veteran diplomat William Burns to head up the CIA. 7 mass vaccination sites open today all over England as the country battles a variant of the coronavirus. New York has now joined California in loosening restrictions on who can get vaccinated. In Los Angeles, CBS's Lilia Luciano says the crisis is still at a boiling point.
Hospitals in Southern California are admitting infected patients faster than they can discharge them. Refrigerated trucks are now used as makeshift morgues. California's COVID crisis is at the breaking point.
They just die and they fight dying.
LA County is smashing COVID records with 900,000 infected and 12,000 deaths. Right now, about 200 Angelenos a day are dying of COVID. That's more than from all other causes combined.
Experts from the World Health Organization go to China this week to investigate the origins of the pandemic. Public schools in Chicago are opening up for some students today for the first time since March. Some teachers are angry that the district is threatening not to pay those who refuse to report to work.
The CEO does not care about my health and safety, does not care about the health and safety of my students, but is making me decide between getting paid or life and death of myself and my family.
Strong words from Arnold Schwarzenegger, the actor and former Republican governor of California. In a social media video, he compared the Capitol mob to the Nazis and what his family experienced in Austria.
You saw the coup by misleading people with lies. My father and our neighbors were misled also with lies, and I know where such lies lead.
He said the attackers not only shattered glass, they shattered the ideas we all took for granted. Overseas, 2,600 people and more than 50 Indonesian Navy ships are involved in the search after the weekend crash of a domestic jetliner into the Java Sea. 62 people on board, no survivors. Parts of the plane have been found, but the black boxes have not been located. The plane took off from Jakarta in heavy rain. Up to 6 inches of snow fell in parts of southern Texas as a winter storm barreled through the state and into Louisiana and Mississippi. There have been power outages and school closings in some communities. Some big money is up for grabs this week.
Get ready for lottery fever. There were no winners of Saturday night's massive Powerball jackpot of more than $500 million. So it rolls over to Wednesday's drawing. It last hit in September. That's also the last time there was a Mega Millions jackpot winner. So that prize has also climbed big, up to $600 million. Combined, they top $1.1 billion. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
In the big money world of football, the Cleveland Browns joined the Buffalo Bills, fans of each team tasting playoff victory for the first time in a quarter century. The Browns, playing without their head coach, sidelined by COVID, stormed past Pittsburgh. The Saints' win over the Bears was simulcast on Nickelodeon, where green slime was a key production element. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.